Bellevue residents are going to elect three city council members in November. A big campaign issue in recent years, of course, has been light rail, with council members divided on the project. Now, the East Side's light rail line is in final design and no longer in doubt. But those arguments are still campaign fodder for Kevin Wallace and his challenger, Steve Kastner. KUOW's Amy Radel has this report.
Kevin Wallace has served one term on the Bellevue City Council and is seeking re-election. A major priority of his campaign has been to circulate a YouTube video of his opponent's stump speech. In the video clip, candidate Steve Kastner tells an audience of local Democrats to expect an East Side tsunami. Looking back, Kastner says the tsunami reference was probably a bit much.
I've said to people that I apologize for some of the language that I used in the video. However, I don't apologize for the sentiment which was driven by the fumbles and failures of the council.
But he says Wallace's focus on the video smacks of desperation. Still, it has had repercussions. In the primary, the Seattle Times endorsed Kastner, who serves on a neighborhood board and works as a substitute teacher. For the general election, the newspaper switched its endorsement to Wallace, in part because of the video. Wallace says Kastner's partisanship in the video won't sit well with Bellevue's mostly moderate voters.
The comments about being a tsunami, wanting to be a tsunami to wipe out anyone who doesn't share his views, or to turn the purple East Side absolutely blue, or calling members of the council Neanderthals, I think is really striking and says a lot about the character of the person that people are considering to vote for.
Wallace is a local property developer with long ties in Bellevue. He made headlines in his first term on city council as part of a majority that tried to block Sound Transit's light rail route through Bellevue. Now he's seeking re-election. He says the light rail flap got a lot of attention, but the drama is over.
I think the arc of it is the first 2 years were tumultuous years, and the second 2 years were about coming together and creating solutions and collaborating.
Wallace and his allies voted to study a different light rail route than the one Sound Transit preferred. Their route was controversial because it cost more and cut through the wetlands in the city's Mercer Slough Nature Park. But ultimately, they reached a compromise, giving up that route. Wallace says the city is now going from defense to offense, as he puts it, in negotiations with Sound Transit. Wallace says the unsung accomplishment of the city council has been to keep city services going without raising taxes. He points to the programs at the South Bellevue Community Center as one example. Bellevue recently annexed the neighborhood and is also making improvements to local roads. The importance of that community center is one thing Wallace and his opponent can agree on. In fact, they both wanted to be interviewed there. Steve Kastner says he helped get the center built while serving on the city's parks board. His name is listed on a plaque outside the door. Kastner says some people wanted to put the community center at Factoria Mall, but he stuck to the vision of this lush setting with forest trails and a ropes course.
This would never be possible at Factoria Mall. So for me, it was an absolutely clear choice.
Kastner says he was upset by Wallace's focus on blocking light rail and spending hundreds of thousands of dollars to study the alternate route. Kastner says in the meantime, other neighborhoods have been neglected.
The time and money he spent there could have been invested in other causes, and the decisions and processes didn't feel particularly open.
Kastner calls himself a progressive, while Wallace has more backing from business groups. If Kastner wins, it would give a new orientation to the city council, which has been governed by a conservative-leaning majority. That would be an upset. Wallace has raised twice as much money as Kastner. He's also been rated outstanding by the Municipal League, while Kastner was rated adequate. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.